evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., which is headquarters of American Free Press. And I always tell you, you should check out American Free Press on the website at AmericanFreePress.net. But, you know, I wouldn't be able to tell you that if it weren't for the fact that I'm here broadcasting live on RBN. You wouldn't be able to hear this message live, nor would you be able to even hear it in the archives if it weren't for the fact that we do have this Republic Broadcasting Network that gets this message out from me every night for 1 hour here in this network. Always amazes me that people actually want to listen to what I have to say, and I appreciate those who do. And of course, there's a lot of other people who listen. I know this for a fact because they don't like what I have to say. They don't like what the Republic Broadcasting represents. They don't like what American Free Press and a lot of other good publications represent. And I get emails from both sides and letters and cards. Got a letter today from someone who picked up a copy of American Free Press. American Free Press had a recent spread promoting a book of mine, so I guess that's why they chose to write me. And they write in part, and note the contrast between what this person says and what our guest, John Stoddard Klar, said last night. This person writes to me, "Israel is God's chosen people. Therefore, when Christ returns, you will be left standing on the brink of Hades. Your attitudes will carry you to your final resting place. You and your kind are guarded by utter fear. God's plan for all of us does not include tirades such as in this newspaper that I found at a store. You contaminated the very seat you sat on. Our president, a Christian, is trying each day to preserve the rights you enjoy, and you are on the wrong side of most Americans." Well, it goes on and on and on in this vein. So obviously, at least some person took the time to read the copy of American Free Press that they found in a local grocery store up there in North Idaho. Which also says to me that there are good people up in North Idaho who are distributing copies of American Free Press. And I know we have good people up in North Idaho who are regular listeners to this program. So we get them from all sides here, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what I've found, as I've mentioned repeatedly, that it's a very difficult process to go on the air and talk about things, just as it is to write about things, because it's amazing how many different interpretations and misinterpretations, well-intentioned misinterpretations, can be made about what people say on the air. But needless to say, here I am. I've been broadcasting on this network since February 1st, and it's been a very, very interesting experience. As you know, I'm scheduled to start at 2 hours next month. That is the beginning of this coming month in a couple weeks on October 1st, and I'm going to be very interested to see how it works and if it works. I know we get a lot of phone calls here. Like the other evening, I talked for so long I was unable to get up my collars, but that's one of those instances where I felt I had something that needed to be said for whatever reason, maybe for my own satisfaction, and I occupy the hour. But as you know, I try to give everybody an opportunity to say something, and even if I agree with it or disagree with it. But that's what this free and open forum here is all about, and really, that's why this network exists. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with somebody from this network who is very familiar to all of you, and that's John Stadtmiller. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Piper coming to you from Washington.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Mike Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington right here on RBNLive.com. Magic of radio. RBN's headquarters is down there in Round Rock, Texas, and that must be a nice, nice place compared to Washington, D.C., and I'm sitting up here in Washington, D.C., staring at my computer screen, surrounded by lots of books that are almost ready to fall on me, and yet somehow I'm talking to people all over the world right now, and that's thanks to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you know what's amazing about it is it just doesn't happen by accident. It's not a conspiracy by any means. Maybe it is a conspiracy. It's a group of people working together. That includes all the people that are right there in the RBN studios. That includes me. And you know what? It also includes all the people who listen to this network. I'm just wondering if John Stattmiller is on the line yet. They tell me John's floating around the studio there somewhere, but is John on the line?
I can't believe I'm going to be doing this show with this anti-Semitic guy. Oh, are we live?
We're live.
How you doing?
How you doing tonight, John?
Pretty good, Michael. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better than I did since I last saw you a week or so ago when I was fighting off that cold I got during the big AFP conference, standing around in that horrible rain. But
yeah, you were feeling pretty low.
Yeah, I'm alive, though. I'm alive now, yeah.
Yeah.
John, I don't know if you heard me, but I was telling the audience here that this whole business of me talking into the telephone and going over the phone wires and reaching Round Rock, Texas, and then all of a sudden my voice and now your voice going all over the United States and around the world. It's not an accident.
No, it's not. And by the way, I've been sitting in studio this whole time listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. The miracle of radio. Mike, what I like about radio, it's television without pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You get the sound, and you have to use your discerning ear, and you're not distracted by all the screen wipes and the flashes and the visual propaganda. Radio is a medium that has been, well, basically destroyed by the Clear Channels and the Infinity Radio groups and all of that. They like everything else. The globalists like to have tight control for their propaganda outlets.
You know, it's interesting you bring up Clear Channel. You know, what I understand what they've done is that they've bought up or essentially control like hundreds of radio stations around the country, and they let those local radio stations broadcast some local news and a couple local programs, but otherwise they are feeding them an entire pre-recorded program or programs that go on all day long and all through the night. And people think that that local radio station is kind of like a hometown treasure, when in fact it's been gobbled up by this media octopus.
There is only about 1,250 radio stations still independently owned in this country. And I don't know how much longer that's going to last, because all you need is a severe downward economic trend. I'm talking the big D word, depression. And those people won't be around anymore.
No, that's right. And that's the same thing. You know, and it's interesting because that's the same thing with which is happening with a lot of local newspapers. Those that can't survive are bought up by big media giants. And all the news and information is being controlled from someone sitting in a big tower in New York City is basically dictating the policies of a little local weekly newspaper out in the middle of Iowa or the middle of Kansas or something like that.
You know, and it was the individual unfettered voices that made for a variety, and people would seek their own level of understanding. And that was a good thing, but not when you have this corporate-controlled, pre-digested pablum that they're spitting out there. And it's agenda-driven, that's for sure. You know,
John, let me interrupt for a second. That's very interesting because, you know, that's one of the criticisms that has been made about American Free Press, and I'm sure people have said the same thing about RBN, that there's an agenda there, but there wouldn't be an agenda here if we weren't here to try to respond to the agenda of this big media monopoly that's dictating news and information all across America. That's why RBN is here, to respond to an agenda.
You know, you guys have done stories in AFP about Jim Trafficant. Do you know that this is the only politician that I have ever interviewed on this radio program, including Ron Paul? And I did that for a specific reason. His handler told us prior to the show that, well, Mr. Trafficant can only spend about 10, 12 minutes with you, and then he's got appointments. Well, he stayed for the entire hour, and at the time, that was the length of our entire broadcast. And at the end of it, he said, you know something? He says, you guys know more about how the government's supposed to function than these people up here that I call my brothers in arms in the well of Congress. And I said to him, I said, the reason I brought you up is for the simple fact that you shoot from the hip. You get up there with your one-minute speeches in the well of Congress, and I said, if we had 435 or 535, including the Senate, Congress critters up there that would just say what was on their mind for 60 seconds every day, some of the truth might slip out.
And well, you know, that's interesting. You mentioned poor old Jim Trafficant, and I don't want to call him poor because he's poor. He's very rich in spirit, if anybody is. And, you know, but, you know, they made fun of his hairdo, which turned out to be a toupee to the surprise of many people. You know,
he made fun of it, too.
Well, yes, he did. But, you know, it's interesting. Although they were ready to make fun of his hairdo and they were ready to make fun of the way he dressed, and they'd talk about how he liked to get up on the floor of the House and talk and shoot from the hip, but they would never address the specifics of what he had to say. And, you know, that's interesting because I think if you started to do an analysis of all the things that Jim Trafficant talked about on a regular basis, it would sound as though it was coming from any number of hosts right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
He was a very interesting man, and we've seen what has happened to him. What do you know what the latest status of Jim Trafficking is?
You know, I'll tell you what, I kind of kept this under wraps. I had written to him. You know, I knew him I knew him better than I've known a lot of members of Congress, and I was on a friendly basis with him. Used to see him pretty regularly here in Capitol Hill. We ate in the same restaurant. And I wrote him a letter, and I was hoping that he'd be able to give a broadcast address by telephone to the American Free Press Conference, but I haven't heard back from him. I don't know if he ever got the letter, or I just don't know if he was in the mood to do it. But he's still got a couple years to go in prison, and, you know, he refuses to accept clemency because people did approach the president, apparently, to get him clemency, but for someone to get clemency, they have to admit that they committed the crimes for which they were convicted.
That's right.
And he refuses to do it. So he says, "To hell with you. I'll stay in prison and finish out this sentence before I admit to crimes that I never committed." So,
well, I'll tell you what. I hope he continues with his political career, because I can see nobody better coming out of prison with a real attitude. They almost wanted to elect him while he was still in jail.
Yeah, he still got 15% of the vote when he ran for re-election while he was in jail, and he was on a third-party ticket. That's pretty good in any way you cut it.
That is. Hey, we're doing a pledge drive here today, and I just want to run down to the people what we're doing. And we appreciate the one-time donations, but folks, kind of think of it this way. If you do a monthly pledge to this network, we're not going to turn away any donations, don't get me wrong. But if you do a monthly pledge to this network, that puts us better on better financial ground, and we won't have to do another pledge drive. Ah, now there's an idea. Because we're going to do this pledge drive until we meet our goals, and we're going to give you some of the information of what we've collected and what we need to do, and that will be on tomorrow's programming. But I just want to tell the people, for a $20 per month donation, you get a one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas, by Carl Schwartz. $50 a month, and I've got to send you one of these things, and I've got to send the staff of AFP, the Republic Broadcasting shirts, highest grade white T-shirts with our incredible logo that was designed by an individual, with the website, RBN Live, on it, because you can handle the truth. When I went up to Ground Zero, just a little side note, when I went up to Ground Zero, photographers were taking pictures of the T-shirt. They liked it so much. So,
that's great.
So
okay.
For 50 bucks a month, you get an RBN T-shirt and some pocket constitutions. If you want to really step up to the plate and start swinging bigger, RBN T-shirt, one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas, and pocket constitutions for $500 or more per month. Come on, we know you got some money out there. You get a KU satellite dish that you can set up, listen to Republic Broadcasting Network in digital crystal clear quality, and there's other programming also available up there. So give us a call here at 800-724-2719, or if you want to do it anonymously and make a monthly contribution, this is all you have to do, is send your contribution, and what we will do is send you out a packet of stamped envelopes with addresses on them. You can throw them in your monthly bill pile when you got to pay the electric and the water. You don't ever forget to do that, because you want your electricity and water. But if you want the news to continue the way you've been getting it, and we're constantly improving this network and our reach, ladies and gentlemen, well, then we'll send you out the envelope so you don't forget to send in your monthly donation. For you people out there that are listening by shortwave or in another country, we've got a lot of people in Canada, Australia, England, all over the globe that listen to this network, and we appreciate your listening, but try supporting also, because we want to get to more of your fellow countrymen about what's actually going on in the country. You can go to rbnlive.com, and on the right-hand side of that screen, you will see a Republic partner button. Click on that. That'll take you to PayPal. Boy, I've been up since 5. PayPal, and it goes from $10 to $1,000 in donations per month. Do it any which way you can, folks, no matter how you listen, by satellites, by shortwave radio, by AM or FM station, low-power FM, on the Internet, all free archives, all free streaming. folks. Step up to the plate, 800-724-2719. I'll let you take us out of break there, Mikey.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard what John is saying you need to do, and you do need to do it to keep this network going.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper, right here live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Lucky 13, September 13th. It's Wednesday night. I hope you were listening carefully to what John had to say because, you know, it is so important. You know, this network just couldn't survive without the support of good people like you who are listening. You know, this network doesn't get advertising from the big drug companies, and there's no secret millionaires backstage who are dumping wads of cash on top of this network to keep it going.
You know,
John, you're still there. Good. I thought you left.
No,
okay.
No. I'm with you for the whole hour,
oh,
my friend.
Oh, good. Okay,
you know,
John.
I thought you were
bailing out on me.
No, go ahead, John.
I
was just going to say, I think we should make the ADL a deal. That they pay us $100,000 a month and we won't pick on the ADL anymore. Yeah, right. Like that's going to happen. Hey, by the way, I wanted to tell the listeners, for the next 24 hours, the people that donate to RBN, they'll receive the book Picking Up the Pieces. That's a practical guide for surviving economic crash, internal unrest, and military suppression. That's worth $25. And also, 50 books are going out to the first 50 people that donate $25 or more on a monthly basis, receives Colonel Joe's book, The Heart Dietary Procedure Plan. So that's on top of everything else.
Yeah, hey, John, during the break, you know, I was thinking, too, I'm going to, I don't know the exact situation right now, I'm pleased to say we're flooded with orders for my new book, The Judas Goats. And we have a lot of orders to fill, and I suspect we're probably going to go back to press. But I'm going to talk to the folks about AFP, American Free Press, about sending you a couple cartons of my new book and working out something where people can get a copy of it for whatever you want to ask on that. So that's
That would be greatly appreciated.
Something else we can do there. You know, John, another thought, too, I had here, and this is very important. You know, when I was up here, when you were up here in D.C., you and Sandra gave me that wonderful Aronizer.
Yes.
Which is cleansing my apartment, and, you know, it's got my 100% endorsement. And that's just one of the products that people can also buy directly from RBN. They don't have to go out to Walmart or I don't even know the names of these stores anymore. Any of these places, these big stores out there.
We just call them the box store outlets.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Right. Exactly. You know, and they can buy a lot of these things directly from RBN. So that's another way to help RBN and help yourself. I mean, it's and you know, the other thing too is that's important is to patronize the people who advertise on RBN, because they provide a lot of good services. There's a lot of alternative health products I hear advertised here. And as you know, I talk about it frequently. I'm no health expert. I wouldn't even pretend to be, but I know my own experience with alternative health products is it's a real good, solid, healthful experience. I probably wouldn't be alive today in some respects if it weren't for my reliance on alternative health. And those people that advertise here and provide good products help keep RBN on the air by their advertising. So that's another thing people really need to do.
Well, there was one guy, I told you about the deal that we're trying to do with KFFK up in Fayetteville, 1390 AM, and one of the advertisers that advertises on our Morning Guys show, Frank Whalen, called in and said, look, we're going to take more of our advertising dollars and point it at KFFK. And we're going to be going hot if we can pull the deal off. If we can collect enough money here, we can pay a deposit there. They're demanding a deposit. But I talked to the sales staff up there. They are 100% behind putting RBN 24/7 on up in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I had an advertiser that called in and is going to be pledging more money and more support to that station because he believes in what we are doing.
You know, John, I think I don't know if I mentioned this to you at the conference here in Washington, but I don't know how many people who they were primarily, I mean, they came to the conference because they were AFP subscribers, but those people were also regular listeners to RBN. But what we need to do, we need to not only expand, and we always try to do this with AFP, expand our readership, but also it's so important for people to let their friends and family know about RBN. I, you know, the story I love to tell, I just mentioned it today at the office. Back when I started broadcasting here on February 1st, one of my first callers that night was a gentleman who I had been corresponding with for years. And a friend of his had sent him an email saying, hey, there's this great alternative network that's on you know, rbnlive.com or shortwave. I don't remember exactly how he was listening, but a friend of his sent him an email and said, hey, check this out. And lo and behold, he tuned in RBN at 6 p.m. Central Time, and lo and behold, he hears his old friend Mike Piper and calls in. And, you know, it's funny, that guy is Professor Ray Goodwin, who spoke up at the conference here in Washington this past weekend, or the weekend before. So,
see what can be accomplished when we do cross-promotions and we bring people in from different arenas and we put them on the air. You just never know who's going to be tuning in.
And, you know, I'll tell you something that's also very important that people have to keep in mind about what RBN is doing. You know, it's there's a lot of different hosts on this network. Some of us may agree on all issues. Some of us may disagree on a lot of other issues. But the important thing is that we're making things happen here. We're sending out a message that people need to hear. And one of those messages, or many of them, are going to be coming up right here in this break. So people need to listen to these commercials that are coming up.
All right, let's take the calls after we get back.
Yeah, we got a few lined up here. All right, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take your calls after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, and we've got John Stattmiller aboard down there in Round Rock, Texas. Before we go to the calls, John, I just want to remind the listeners about another thing. You know, just like a lot of the listeners, I have a lot of friends who are very dear friends who I've known really more than half my life, and as much as they love me, they think I'm a nut because of the things that I say and the things that I believe, and those things that I say and things that I believe reflect, I think, a lot of what our listeners believe. But, you know, it's interesting. The other day I was talking to one of these friends of mine, and I told him what I had been talking about on one of my broadcasts, and I said to him, I said, well, go ahead and listen. Check it out for yourself. Hear what I had to say. I said, I don't want to repeat it all now. And he says to me, he says, if you think I'm going to spend money to listen to you on the radio when I have to spend money to call you on the telephone, he said, you're nuttier than I thought you were. And I said, well, I tell you what, I said, I gotcha. Because I said, all you have to do is click on the internet, go to rbnlive.com, and you can listen to all of my broadcasts and all of the other broadcasts over this network absolutely free. And he, well, you know, this guy's a pretty sharp guy, and he said, well, maybe I will.
But reluctantly, he's
reluctantly,
coming.
But yeah. As I said to him, I said, gotcha, and I got him. That's a good feeling, I want to tell you.
Well, by the way, I was just outside checking the shortwave frequency, and you're coming in loud and clear on 12180. And I was walking back in, and I took a look at the back of our van. We have two stickers on the back of our van. One is rbnlive.com, because you can handle the truth, and the other sticker is the one that I got up there at the AFP conference, No More Wars for Israel, with AFP's website on it.
Ooh.
a double whammy.
That's yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know if I'd put that one on my car if I had one. I would put rbnlive.com, but that other one, I have to be honest, I don't know if even I'd put it on.
Well, you know, I've stayed off the ADL's website and off their hit list because, well, they know that this one can see. He's got his glasses on, and I know the difference between Jewry and Zionism.
Well, so. I tell you what, thanks to RBN, a lot more people are being and understand what it's all about. So that's all part of the game here. So let's go to the callers. We got Dan in Florida. Dan, what do you think?
Hello, Dan.
Is that Ben or Dan?
This is Ben.
Ben.
Yeah, hi, I'm Mike.
Ben, how you doing?
I didn't think you were going to make it out of that auditorium. Did you hear my cell phone go off in my pocket?
Ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, the notorious Ben from Florida actually came up to the AFP conference, and would you believe, as many times as I've heard his voice on the radio, I didn't recognize it in person.
Really?
I don't recognize you without your cigar.
You know,
Mike, you stole my thunder with your conversation with John there. I was wondering, what keeps this guy going? I said, war's a 24-hour job. Well, man, you're at war, and I know that. God, what the? Now I know. But please send me that list of those alternative foodstuffs you're taking.
Well, I tell you what.
I want to hit 82. I can't wait till next year to have my cell phone go off while the primary speaker's speaking.
That's
like a bat out of hell.
That's one of the problems with modern-day technology like cell phones. They usually go
Mike,
off when somebody's saying something profound.
I'm glad to see you made it.
Well, I made it. You did, too, obviously.
We need you, my friend.
All right, well,
and I'm going to make 82 because I want to harass you next year.
I'm looking forward to it, Ben.
Okay, thank
you. All right, you take care of yourself.
You know, Michael, up there, it was pretty profound. We're going to post the pictures of the rabbis that showed up. It was Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss that showed up.
Yeah, we got a picture of you with the rabbi, as a matter of fact.
And
yeah.
I talked to Plethrick today, and he says, you know, we're putting that on the front page of the newspaper. And I said, oh, he goes, no. I said, I'm just kidding. But the other rabbi was that Wasserman or?
I don't know his name. I didn't meet him.
Well, the pictures, we got them, and we're posting them on the website.
Yeah, well, I was counting the number. We actually had about 40 speakers there at the conference. Three of them, unfortunately, couldn't show up, but I can give a good report on all of them. Colonel Don de Grand Prix had a heart attack, but he is recovering. He's doing nicely. Tex Mars was bitten by a spider.
Recluse spider.
I'm sorry, what?
A brown recluse spider.
Oh, we don't have them in Washington, D.C., except over in Congress.
I hear you.
We got stingrays over there, too, like killed the poor fellow from Australia, but... But Julia Foster from the AFP office called down to Texas office in Texas today, and he's doing fine. He's recovered from that. He's got a case of the shingles, unfortunately, but he's recovering from that. And our colleague at AFP, Mike Blair, went through heart surgery, emergency heart surgery, and he's doing fine, too. So the good word is that the bad news is dissolved. So,
good.
That's good, yeah. Well, let's go to Clinton from Wisconsin. Clinton, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How are you doing tonight?
Fine. How are you? And
all righty.
Mr. Stettmiller there.
He's right here.
And Clinton, yeah. I saw your name up on the screen the last hour, and we just flat ran out of time.
No, that's why I called back, but I would have called anyhow. Again, Thanks a lot. So you guys are on the east side tonight, and one of you is down central, and up, I'm up here in Indian country. And actually, I have a question. I was wondering if anybody knows penitentiary where Dick Simkanen is incarcerated.
Oh, you know what? We have that address, but he made a request. One day I put his address out to the prison that he's in, and he had over 3,000 cards and letters that hit the prison. And he wrote me a letter, and he told me, he said, thank you for that. He says, but please don't put out the address again. I guess he's got to go through all of these, and he's answering them personally. But you wanted to send him a letter or something?
I was in contact with Dick before he was incarcerated. He and I and Bernard von Nothaus associated with one another. As a matter of fact, I built the software for the Liberty Dollar to monetize itself. And here's your problem, John, if I could be talking to that issue, because I wanted to bring it up.
Sure.
But first, John, you got to do this. Just promise me tonight you'll do this for me, because I went to Barnes & Noble one lonely Sunday afternoon, and I sat down with a little paperback called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and read it in about an hour. And it will change your way that you think about your financial well-being. I promise you that, John. Okay?
All right.
Here's what it's all about right now. You're attempting to monetize your network using liabilities instead of renewable revenue. And that's what I do. I write software that generates renewable revenue. I brought in over $1 million in billings for Bernard, you know. I'm not playing around, man.
We had him in studio when we first couple of months when we opened up the network.
I know. He's one of the most interesting men I've ever met in my life. That's
yeah,
sure.
I met Bernard when he came to Washington. He contacted us right off at the very beginning when he was launching the Liberty. It's the Liberty Dollar, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came to Washington, brought his packet, and we did quite a big spread on him. And we still get Liberty Dollars from people who are among our subscribers. People pay their bills in Liberty Dollars.
So, you know, that's what it's about. It's about monetizing and learning how to tap into new ways to monetize the processes that you're involved in so they generate self-generate revenue on the asset side of the ledger rather than the liability, so you don't have to be a pity party. Now, there's nothing wrong with telethons. It gets people involved in talking about ideas. I wouldn't suggest that not be done anymore.
Clinton, it's a heck of a thing to have to depend on. Yeah, no, and if you heard the broadcast, and obviously you did because you were on hold for quite a long time, it's not a pity party, and I don't want to do telethons, and we've done everything that we could to bring streams of revenue into this network, but it's just been flatter than a pancake this summer. Everybody has been flat.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. I mean, this is, and you know, that's always been the problem with the alternative media. You know, as much as we'd all like to run things at a profit, things are so expensive for us all. And, you know, that's why we need to expand the outreach and expand the audience, because the more people we have listening to RBN, if you can't send any money, but you can send out emails to your friends and with your Christmas cards, you can send a printout of information about RBN. There's all sorts of little things you can do to expand the listenership, because the more you expand that listenership, that brings in potential buyers of products, whether they're
sure.
books or videos or aeronizers. It also brings in people who are potential advertisers who may have never even heard of RBN and don't realize that there's a big advertising audience of potential customers out there.
It all goes hand in hand. Clinton, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's move on here.
Bob in Ohio.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I on?
You're on.
You're on.
Well, how you guys doing?
Good.
Mike and John.
Yeah, the other guy.
That's good to hear. I do have one word of appreciation for John, your whole staff, and that word is courage. It takes courage to tell the truth, and all of you guys are putting your necks out on the line, telling the truth every day.
Well, you know, and what we're trying to do, Bob, is trying to make it more comfortable, because the more numbers that we add, it drowns out the detractors and it builds momentum and gives people courage.
Mm-hmm. And it's also another aspect of it, too, and that's why I always emphasize the audience whenever I'm on here, because it gives people the opportunity to turn on the radio every night, whether they're listening to John or me or both of us or all the other hosts on the network. You have the opportunity to hear people who are saying something that you, I hope, agree with in my case, or mm-hmm. or you hear callers who share your point of view, you know, and we all have, you know, we all have disagreements about approach and emphasis and so forth, but we're all moving in the same direction. Mm-hmm. And that I think is so important about a network like this, because there's actual communication. You're out there in Ohio, Bob. I'm here in D.C. John's in Round Rock, Texas. And there's people all over the world listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good.
And one thing everybody can see is that there's something terribly wrong here. And you guys are coming out telling the truth and giving answers. And a lot of times, because you can't see it, you really don't know what's going on. But then when you hear the answer feedback to you, you have direction.
Mm-hmm. You know, let me
and
tell you something.
What you guys give.
Bob, another point, too, here that I think is important to emphasize. A lot of people don't realize how much of an outreach something like RBN has. You know, we have a lot of regular callers here, and occasionally there's a new caller who pops up. But you know what? There are thousands and thousands of other people out there who are mm-hmm. tuning in who aren't making phone calls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know years ago, I'll give you an interesting little example of how this works. Years ago, we had a story in the Spotlight newspaper. We had about 200,000 subscribers in those days. And we had a story which was kind of scientific in orientation. That was, well, I'll tell you what, it was written by the big boss at the Spotlight, Willis Cardo. And I want to tell you something. We got more angry letters. I always kid Willis about this. We got more angry letters from people who disagreed with his point of view. And most of these people we had never heard from. But most of them started off by saying, I've been a Spotlight reader for years and I've never written you a letter. And then they would include their resumes, which had all these scientific degrees, and these were college professors, and they were writing and saying, that story that you published is really crazy. And we published like two or three full pages of letters from all these people. So these are people we had never even heard from, but they had been out there, loyal Spotlight readers, for years, and they popped up out of the woodwork. So that, I know, is exactly what happens every night here on the radio.
Yes,
even if I don't, get phone calls, I know that there are people who are out there listening, and they might be saying, "Well, Mike Piper's crazy," or "Mike Piper's a great guy, and I agree with what he says." But nonetheless, they're out there listening and talking to their friends and saying, "Hey, listen to RBN, listen to Mike Piper, John Statmiller, Frank Whalen, and Rick Adams, you name it."
Hey, Mike, they don't really think you're crazy. They just admire your courage and are intimidated by your courage. Hey, John, I do want to ask you, though.
Yes.
Tell me about Greg Szymanski. I really miss the guy. I just want to know about his plans or
well,
how he's doing.
He is on GCN for 2 hours. Jeff Rentz sent him an email that was forwarded over to us by Greg that says that we're not going to post any more of your stories on Rents.com, or you're not going to be invited to do a Thursday program each month with us if you remain on RBN. So what happened here is we had 10 days of reruns of Greg Szymanski, and there were some other issues there, but basically he took another hour over GCN. He's doing it over there for 2 hours. He doesn't have the audience or the reach that he had here.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I think the guy made a mistake and burned a wrong bridge.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
wow.
So, you know, but, you know, that's his choice.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I was getting more calls about I'm tired of Leo Wanta stories and the Jesuits than I could possibly recount.
I really enjoyed the Leo Wanta stories myself.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess he's still available, but I think you have to pay for the archives over there. So, Sorry.
Okay. Hey, all right. I just was wondering if by chance he might come back. I don't know.
Well, I wish him well, and I think it's not going to take him too long to realize the mistake that he made, but that was his choice, and we wish him well.
I understand.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Well, you know, we have a break coming up here in a minute or so. We have one caller left to bring up. We'll bring him up after the break, and I guess we can wind the show up with him. But I just say again, John, it is so important that people realize that right now RBN needs the support of people out there who can buy the products, refer advertisers, make donations. I mean, even if it's only a $20 bill, they can put a $20 bill in an envelope and cover it up and hope the postman doesn't decide he's short on cash that day and send it in.
Well, that's why we tell them to wrap it in foil. It's not because of the scanning. It's those greedy little eyes that hold it up to the light and snatch your money.
That's right. All right, stay tuned, folks. We're going to wrap up this hour and listen to this program. Listen to this commercial that's coming up. You need to listen to it.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back. We're wrapping up this hour. We've got John Statmiller on with us. Do want to mention one thing. Next week, I may not be live on the air for 1 or 2, possibly 3 days. And suffice it to say, at this time, it may be because I am wrapped up visiting with someone who I will just say is one of the most famous people in the world. And it's very possible that I may be able to get him as a guest on this program. I'm going to be meeting with this person. If I mentioned his name, you would know who it is immediately. He's never been on the Republic Broadcasting Network or any of the independent networks here, but if we get him here, it will be a real coup, and I'm looking forward to this meeting, and I hope it comes about. So we'll see what happens, and I'm just going to leave you in suspense as to who that is.
Well, if you need a substitute on your program, just let me know, and one of the fine broadcasters on this network, I'm sure would be happy to sub for you.
Absolutely, John. I'll be in touch on that. Well, okay. Let's go to our last caller here, Don from Ohio. Don, come on up.
Am I there?
Yes, you're on,
okay.
Don.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up the same subject I brought up on false flag news earlier today about Syria says U.S. behind attack on own embassy. And the point of the reason why I want to bring that up is because I hope that somebody is basically has it on TV or something like that where Condoleezza Rice was on there, you know, basically crying, you know, on, you know, talking about this and stuff like that. I think she's afraid that they basically do have one survivor there, and he's going to spill his guts about it being, you know, the neocons' plan to actually do that, because she sounded like she was scared to, you know, hand back again. And I want somebody to get that on film, or if they, you know, taped it today or something like that, keep it. Because I think it's going to disappear out there. Because once people start seeing that, you know, and they're going to take it off. They ain't going to show it again.
Well, I would just say the fact that it's already been reported right here in RBN is means that it's going to be kept alive because of the fact that it's going to be on the archives here. And when I find out more about it, I'll certainly talk more about it on this program,
right,
and help keep it alive.
Right,
so.
But I'd like to, you know, somebody to have her on the TV, you know, basically, you know, put it on YouTube, you know, with her speech, you know, that she made and stuff like that, because she sounded like she was scared to hell, you know, and I think that's what it is, you know, she knows they're guilty, and, you know, there's one guy left there that's probably going to spill his guts about it. And one last item, too, John, have you talked to Carl Miller of late, and have you, you know, seen if he could come back on the show?
Well, no, I have not. Carl is kind of an enigmatic, I'll get it out, character, and I have requested that he call into the network, but I have not seen or heard from him in months and months and months.
Well, maybe he's listening to the show. Let me try to get it out. Maybe he's listening to the show tonight, and he's heard your call,
well, there you
Don.
Go.
So let's get a call from him.
I wish you guys luck on raising the money.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Yeah, and I got to do that plug one more time before we're out of here. 800-724-2719. Michael is going to be expanding his broadcast to 2 hours starting next month, the first of the month. RBNLive.com. Become a trading Republic partner. You can go up to PayPal and make your donations, or send us an envelope with an address on it. We'll send you back addressed and stamped envelopes. RBN, it's down here at 1015 South Mays, MAYS, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
You heard it, folks. Right from the main man himself. I can't say it any better. That zip code in Round Rock, Texas is 78664. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas.
Thank you, Michael.
John, thank you. Can't say anything more than that.
Good
Ladies
night.
And gentlemen, stay tuned. Lots of good programming ahead.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing
to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.